Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dobrý večer and welcome to the Bohemian Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dove.
Hello and welcome to a very special Bohemian Podcast on our YouTube channel. I'm your host, Pete Coleman. Today we're in Brno, Czech Republic, which is just about a half an hour, I would say, southwest of Prague, at a very small airport. Today we're going to take you on a tour above the Czech Republic on several castles that we probably mentioned on the show. Krivoklat, Karlstein, maybe Konopice. We'll just see what kind of time we have today. We'll get it from an aerial perspective during, well, the height of autumn here in the Czech Republic, and I hope you enjoy the show today.
Our journey above central Bohemia began just before dusk on a cold autumn evening in Buvica Airfield, a frequented grassy hilltop landing strip near the town of Brno. Many single-engine pilots take off and land here for recreational and sightseeing excursions. My son Nathaniel and I were excited for this trip above central Bohemia. The Air Club of Brno hosts a variety of single-engine prop planes and gliders.
And that too. Hi, buddy.
Hey.
Today we will be flying with the OK Sightseeing Company in a Cessna 172 aircraft. It is a tight squeeze for three people, maybe similar to the interior of a Volkswagen Bug. With the pre-flight complete and headsets on, we prep for taxi and then take off. Gaining altitude, we see the small villages, and soon we fly over Velký America, a quarry that Czech filmmakers used for many years as an American Western backdrop for their films. There were times when the flight was not that smooth, but in these small Cessna aircrafts, you really feel the excitement of flying. We picked a great day for this tour, as the autumn leaves were just a few weeks away from their peak. If you had to pick one castle in the Czech lands that is most well known, it would be Karlstein. Built by Holy Roman Emperor Charles IV in 1348, it housed some of the most precious relics in all of Christendom. Today, it is one of the most visited castles in Czechia. The main tower that was finished in 1365 today stands strong and proud. Tochnik Castle was built during the reign of Wenceslaus IV at the end of the 14th century. The castle was reduced to ruins during the Hussite Wars, and what was once built up again was further destroyed in the Thirty Years' War. Even with all that she had been through, Tochnik Castle still stands today to welcome throngs of visitors through her tourist season. Our final castle flyby is one of my favorites, Krivoklat Castle. Begun in the 12th century by Premalcid Autokar II, this medieval castle served as a residence for the future king of Bohemia and Holy Roman Emperor, Charles IV. The royal chapel and the Knights Hall are areas well preserved for tourists. As we head back to the airfield, VTAC flies us over the large active quarry mining field and the beautiful forest of Krivoklat. The land just southwest of Prague is still very forested, even as residential development continues in hopes of making Brno a bedroom community for Prague. A chateau comes into view that shows the stark difference of this area's past and the modern-day industry that populates the Brno region along the Brno River. Vitek starts his descent as we approach the airfield, just in time as the sun begins to settle in the sky. The landing is a smooth one as our pilot finishes his last hour-long tour of the day. A short taxi to the hangar, and we are done. What a great experience this was for me and my son. Our pilot, who has been flying ever since he was 15 years old, tells us why the pre-dusk flights are some of his favorite and what we saw today.
There was a query called America, and then we continued to Castle Karlstein, and then along the Berunka River to Křivoklát Castle, and then we crossed the Křivoklát Forest. Probably the soft light, you know, it's really beautiful to fly above the landscape, and you can see the autumn landscape, which is like nice, which has nice colors. Yeah.
All right, well, I hope you enjoyed the flight tonight. This was great. It was right at twilight here in autumn, about 5 or 6 p.m. right now, and you got to see some great castles from a perspective that we normally don't get to see on the show, and from the podcast we talked about, from usually going from the bottom up, we actually were looking down. So it was actually very, very beautiful. I think the best part about it was to see the perspective of the entire valley. Here in Barone, near Barone, and Krivoklát Castle, and Karlstein, many places I've been to many times before, but really felt that I got to see these places in a brand new light. And I hope you got to see that and enjoy that here on the Bohemican Podcast. So until next time, for the Bohemican Podcast, I'm Pete Coleman. Naskladano.
You have been listening to the Bohemican Podcast with Pete Coleman and Travis Dawn.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.